Hey, yes, I am stopping microdosing, but don't worry, I'm going to explain everything to you. I'm Dr. Dave. Welcome back. By the way, I just want to make sure at the very beginning I tell you this is not to be taken as medical advice. It's my personal story. If I could help a few people along the way, that's fantastic. So, I am actually going in 2 days to have an elective surgical procedure. Wish me luck, send me good vibrations. It's an umbilical hernia repair. It's not an emergency at all. It's something I've had actually for decades, and I'm finally getting around to having this thing repaired because I don't want to get to the point sometime in my life where I'm really active, I'm doing crunches, or I'm lifting something and the thing just goes bad. So I want to have it taken care of before I have a problem with it. It's outpatient surgery, shouldn't be too bad. I'll probably be inside resting for a while afterwards, but I'm expecting full recovery and expecting everything to be really good. But on the intake form for my surgery, it asked me so many questions. It asked me, like, I had to, like, basically tell everything about my entire life history. And one of the questions is, do you take any type of recreational drugs? And although I don't feel that my magic mushrooms are recreational, they're not listed as pharmaceutical. So I try to be totally honest because, of course, this is a procedure. It's a medical procedure, and I don't want anything to go bad, and I want the doctors that are working on me to understand everything that I have in my system. So I did say that I do use psilocybin magic mushrooms as well as marijuana. Well, a couple days after I submitted this intake form electronically, I get this call and, like, they're alarmed. They think that I'm this crazy drug addict or something. And they said, we can't do, you can't be using these things. We can't do surgery. We can't do anesthesia when you're using. So I explained, okay, look, it's microdosing. It's not a big deal. I've done a tremendous amount of research on this. I am a doctor, and it's not going to affect anything you do. But I did agree, and this makes a lot of sense. I did agree that for the days coming up to towards the surgery, I wouldn't use anything. I wouldn't use either magic mushrooms or cannabis in any way. And I'm sticking to that because, again, I want to be safe. I don't want to, this is my life, and I don't want to take any kind of chances with my life. But they did get kind of alarmed. Who knows what they thought? I probably thought I was a big hippie drug addict, weird psychedelic. But I digress a little bit. So I am stopping. I still feel totally fine. And it's kind of good actually to not use medication for a little while if you don't have to. It's a little bit of a test. So even without the magic mushrooms right now, I still feel totally really good. And that's an indication to me that they're really working because I've been microdosing for about a year now. That just shows that maybe I don't need them as often as I think I do, which is really, really good. So it's a good test running up to the surgery, which will be in 2 days after the surgery. Of course, anything goes. I'll probably be able to use some cannabis for pain if I need to. I don't smoke at all. I'm like anti-smoke, but I do like edibles. And edibles have more of a psychedelic effect anyway. So between the cannabis and the magic mushrooms, I should be back in business shortly, a few days. But again, no hurry. I don't feel like there's any need to do this right now, and I want to be totally clean for the surgery. So here I am. Again, send positive energy if you can. I'll keep you informed, let you know how everything goes. Until next time, thanks so much for viewing. I really appreciate you. Talk to you soon.